I think Senator Sifton did a good job of sort of outlining the timeline and why we're at where we're at now. I do want to say before I get started, I think it's in Superintendent Williams and the school board. I want to thank them for the tone that they've set forth and the emails and the kind of dialogue that they're creating. It does make me proud to live in this community. We have a couple of issues at play, and it is something that absolutely needs to be addressed the next time we're in Jeff City in January for us to deal with it. We had about a month between that Supreme Court decision and the time in which the application deadline was set, which I think was August 1st. That's this year. So next year, of course, there's a full year then for the application process. And, oh, by the way, St. Louis Public is provisionally accredited. Okay, they're not unaccredited. They were, but they're provisionally unaccredited. So I can assure you there is a great deal of urgency and a sense of urgency among the regional delegation here that is about equally divided between Republican and Democrat. We have had conversations. We will be getting together and meeting informally about what the options are in advance of January so we hit the ground running and make sure that all of our colleagues understand. And even though there's a lot of rural Republicans, there aren't as many suburban Republicans left, but that everybody understands that this is a priority for our region. There's two issues. First is, to me, it's not fair for local taxpayers, and I would say in a district like Kirkwood that funds education to about 93% from local tax dollars, which is among the highest in the state. Okay, it is not fair for local taxpayers to have to build new buildings and hire new teachers to deal with this. Now, that is not to say, and I want to congratulate the number. We want to be able to set reasonable criteria for those slots that are available, and I think that's part of the issue here, and that's what Kirkwood is pursuing. That's what other districts are looking at. How many slots are reasonably available? But, there's a bargain. We don't get a lot of money from the state when it comes to building buildings or educating our kids. We do that locally. And so I think locally we ought to be able to have some control over class sizes and the number of students that are in our district. At the same time, we have almost a more complicated and a bigger issue to address also in the legislature next year, which is how do we provide an education, a quality education, for kids in those unaccredited districts? The answer most certainly is not to be busing kids everywhere across this region every single day. That is not the answer. We need to be creative. We need to probably put all the cards on the table, break down some of the traditional barriers that have prevented us from coming to a compromise so that those kids have options. They have a better opportunity to get an education, which, as everyone in this room knows, is the pathway to a better life. I grew up, I was in the Pattonville School District as in middle school. I grew up in a desegregation system, okay? There is a lot of benefits to be gained from the diversity that we can all experience through that process. But we have to be cognizant of classroom space. We have to be fair and treat local taxpayers with respect. And we also need to figure out, once and for all, what we can do in these districts that are struggling so that every kid in the state, as Tom Williams just said, has the opportunity for a quality education. That is what we will be working on. I assure you, Senator Sifton and I will be working on that. I intend to take a leadership role among my Senate colleagues to make sure that we're able to get there next year. So I appreciate everyone coming here. I was going to wait to speak until a little bit later, but I'm glad we had an opportunity to address this. And as always, it goes beyond just this meeting. Feel free to contact my office, whether it's a phone call or an email, whether it's an idea, a comment, or concern. This is a community issue. This is a regional issue for us to solve. And it's not going to cut it anymore if we're divided by party or North County or South County or West County. We need to come together as a region and solve this problem for the sake of the kids that want a better life. So thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Senator Sifton and Senator Schmidt. We look forward to having you work on this very important issue. Are there other questions or comments people would like to make? Please step up, sir.